T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Live from the Edmore Sawgrass Chevrolet Studios, Morse has more. Visit EdmoreSawgrass.com. This is Hockman and Crowder on Miami Sports Radio 560 WQAM, 96.5 FM HD2, and online at WQAM.com.
I've tweeted out that if you thought my radio partner coming back to the Miami Dolphins is not possible, allow me to remind you, he is only 34 years old. 33
I'll
years
be 34
old?
34 until December.
He is only 33 years old.
Spring chicken, I think they call that.
If you've seen him anywhere around, you know he's in good shape.
Yoked up.
You hear him talk all the time about zone time. He's been staying in shape, working out.
Getting his zone.
And a 33-year-old middle linebacker is not an old linebacker.
And he's rested.
And he's fully rested.
Oh, my goodness, so rested.
His body is healthy. So
lubed up with Pinot Grigio.
We know that we're in need of a linebacker for the Miami Dolphins. We know that Channing Crowder was a good linebacker for the Miami Dolphins. We know that they could use veteran leadership.
Can you say exceptional?
I was thinking about it, but then
I saw you pause before the descriptor.
Because
you're a hater.
No, I just don't think that the numbers would bear out exceptional.
Back to my old friend. You can go to hell.
So I start thinking, as did a lot of Dolphins fans last night, and perhaps Dolphins brass, you need a veteran leader. You need a guy maybe that's been around the team recently.
Played in multiple defenses.
Still understands the game and, in fact, analyzes the game on a daily basis. Doesn't casually pay attention to the game. Gets paid to analyze the game.
I actually saw what Matt Burke's approach is. I saw what he was doing. I saw what he did with his defense. I see his approach to changing and solidifying that run defense. I know what's about to go on schematically in the Dolphin defensive room. I know, I see what they're doing to adjust to their weaknesses of last year.
And I imagine Raekwon McMillan would give you number 52 if you so wanted it.
Hey, Yang, just taking it. I'll take that thing.
You'll take that thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So
I know you want me to have this.
I know a lot of Dolphins fans are saying, what are we going to do at middle linebacker? What are we going to do? And oftentimes, as Adam Gase did with Jay Cutler, the first place you go is the place that you know. The first place that you go is the place that makes you comfortable. Give me a little music there, Falero. Now, I'm not making an announcement here for a second. Crank it up. Don't call it a comeback. I've been here for years. I'm rocking my pants. Put
suckers in fear. Making the tears rain down like a moon. Strong left. Heard that bass?
La light skin wonder.
They can play that in the stadium?
In the stadium. In fact, maybe they'll do nickname jerseys.
Light skin wonder.
Second and 10, run to the left. Tackle by
Light skin wonder.
I like that. That's I like that.
Woo, would Jimmy Cephalo mess that up?
Run right, left, middle. Tackle.
Light skin wonder.
Light bulb wonder. What? So, Channing Crowder, 33-year-old Channing Crowder, will you potentially make a comeback as the Miami Dolphins middle linebacker?
I started doing push-ups. But I have some requests on the other side. You seen Suicide Squad?
Bits and pieces.
You know how they went to get Alligator Man and Bullseye and Harley, Joker's
Harley
girlfriend.
Quinn. Yeah,
they went to get them, but they before they wanted to do that task, attack that task, they had a list of requests on the other side. I have a list of requests.
Like,
thinking about it, I just need to know what the deal is when I do get there, when I do show up.
So when you say when you do show up,
yeah.
can you tell the radio listeners if you have had conversations or your agent has had conversations with anyone in the Dolphins front office about your potential return to the Dolphins?
I took a shot with Troy Drayton at JT's induction.
Is Troy Drayton part of Dolphins front office?
Not at all. Me and Lusaka Polite are friends.
I met Lusaka Polite.
I talked to him yesterday.
That
we
was
had
delightful.
Stories. Yeah, he knows. He knows me.
Sounds like you're not coming back.
You never know.
You never know. So
you never
the door
know.
Is open.
Yeah. There was never a draft beer tap in the cafeteria because that's my breakfast is beer and a raw egg.
Gotcha.
So I don't want to change up my diet for this.
Okay.
Like that would be, I have to be true to myself.
Right.
Yeah. I'm not going to do this and disrespect myself.
Right. So can they give you beer and French toast in the morning and you still be?
I just need a beer tap.
A beer tap.
For breakfast.
For
and
breakfast.
A raw egg.
And a raw egg.
A strong IPA for lunch.
Strong IPA for lunch.
Yeah. Yeah. Hopefully craft.
Craft beer.
None of those big companies.
Uh-huh.
Need a craft beer for lunch. And a nice California domestic Pinot Grigio.
And a Pinot Grigio.
Nothing from overseas. Just something nice, crisp. Yeah. Goes with my fish. Goes with my pork.
Play the song, Falera. Sounds like he's back.
Come on, man.
And I'm going to have to open my shop back up in my locker so I can sell items.
Don't call it a comeback. I've been here for years. I'm rocking my pants.
I used to sell CDs. Now I can sell iPods and iPads. We can make some money off this.
I don't think you're taking this as seriously as... Nope, you're taking about as seriously as everyone else is.
You know, barley and hops are vegetables.
If you were asked, in all honesty, you're not coming back. There is no chance that Channing Crowder is coming back. But let's play the hypothetical. You're 33 years old. You are in good shape still.
Hmm.
They reach out to your agent. They go, hey, is Channing in playing shape at all? Does he have any interest? You have 30 days, essentially.
No chance.
No chance? No chance.
I would have to have surgery on something. I would.
It doesn't matter what. Just anything. Hey, give me surgery on something.
Fix the wrist. Fix the wrist.
What do you mean you'd have to have surgery on something?
I guarantee after being out as long as I've been, this is my sixth year. After being out this long, if I was to really go and train with Kiko and Lawrence Timmons, if I went out there and tried to train with those guys, I would immediately find out something in my body was not ready to do it.
Gotcha.
This isn't Ty Bo. This isn't the step class that you go to after you do some cardio at the bodybuilding place down the road. To get to a level of playing with these guys out there, yes, I would say if I tried to go play within 3 days of training, I would have to go to the doctor, and the doctor would tell me, you need to get your knee cleaned up. You need to get some scar tissue taken out of your ankle. Your wrist is shot. Have you seen your shoulder lately? Like, he would tell me something was gone. Because it's just, people think, oh, yeah, whoa, you can run fast. Why doesn't Usain Bolt play kickoff return? Do you understand what it takes to go out there and play that game? If you have ever said, wow, my cousin's fast, he should play in the NFL. You don't understand what it takes to play in the NFL. It is a year-long, lifelong dedication to get your body ready to excel at that level.
What about if there was a $5 million contract dangled in front of you? Obviously, I know just hearing you that effort and intense workout that would be required would require you to change your entire lifestyle. But if a $5 million contract was dangled in front of you, would you then consider it?
The answer that popped in my mind, I don't know if I'm comfortable saying it, but I'll say it. I would have to have goals to reach to where I get my money. To where, like, they can't say I have to start or play or make tackles because I don't know if I can anymore. They would have to say, if you run below a 4.7, if you bench over 360 and squat 580, we'll give you a contract. So I know, let me get in here and get my squat, my bench press, and my 40 down. Because I don't know. It's in my heart and in any retired guy's heart out there. Jay Cutler had to figure it out. He retired for a little bit. You have to think about, am I ready to compete with these guys or be on the team? And that's that. You know what? It would be the thing where I believe, honestly, and we're BSing about it, but honestly, if I was to try to go in the NFL, I would walk in right now with the Dolphins behind Neville Hewitt.
Right.
Because I would be a seven-year vet, but I'd be a rookie again. So now I have to now run down on kickoff, run down on punt, run down on special teams. I'm not going to that side of the totem pole. The first day I walked in the Dolphin facility as a 20-year-old, I started next to Jason Taylor, Zach Thomas, and Junior Seau. As a 33-year-old, 13 years later, I'm going to ask Neville Hewitt, can I get a rep? Hey, Neville, can I get a rep?
That's what radio does to you.
Yeah, get the hell out of here. Psychologically, it'd be tough. But no, physically, I've worked out with Neville Hewitt. Neville Hewitt worked out with Chris Chambers, and I worked out with Chris Chambers and worked with Neville Hewitt. He's in amazing shape. He's in 10 times better shape than me. At my prime, I believe I could tear their ass up. But right now, yes, I would walk in as not even the 53rd, the 63rd guy on the roster. Like,
you'd be on the second group of buses going to the stadium.
Yes. Yes. I'd be the guy asking questions, right, and the coach tell me, Crowder, go sit down. I'll talk about this with you tomorrow. But, coach, we play in 10 minutes. I'm going to talk about that with you tomorrow.
It did pop into my head last night.
I ain't going to get no run.
And I'm sure that it popped into a lot of Dolphins fans' heads last night.
I could, if they wanted me to, you know, with Ray, I don't know what kind of leadership Raekwon McMillan had, but if they wanted me to give a pregame speech, I could.
Do you have Crowder's pregame speech? Crowder once gave a pregame speech while he was out. This was actually, you were a member of the Miami Dolphins, and this was before what game?
New England.
This before a New England game.
Yeah, big time, baby.
And so everyone knows how the pregame speeches work. Everybody kind of gets around you off to the side of the field a little bit.
Yeah,
like,
they kind of jacked up, about to go break off in the individual.
Is it kind of like the Ray Lewis speech where you're in the middle and everyone is circled around you?
Yeah.
Okay, so everyone.
The epicenter.
And you're going to,
Epicenter of energy.
You're the epicenter of energy, and you are going to break it down for your teammates, and they're going to go out, they're going to kick New England's ass after they hear this. These are words of wisdom. You probably worked on this for a while. All right, let's hear that. Okay, couple things. You didn't.
Oh, we were ready to test somebody.
You didn't give anyone words of advice or motivation. All you talked about was, I hate these mother bleeping bleep bleepers. Yeah. I hate the. You should hate these. There was nothing. There was nothing there.
Oh, I can't break down cover two for you.
And then what happened was, at the end, you said something like, let's go get them or whatever, and there was dead silence. Play that again.
I'm about to run through your chest.
Shouldn't there be something after you yell on three, one, two, three? Shouldn't there be some sort of reaction from someone?
Actually, it was F them on three, and we had to bleep all that out.
It was F them on three?
So it was F them on three, one, two, three.
But then it was silent.
But then they said, and it's kind of, you break out.
But it was silent. There was nothing. And there was one guy who may have been Lusaka Polite there was one guy.
Prolific speakers don't need affirmation from their crowd. Like, everybody wants people to cheer. I don't need nobody to cheer.
No, that's not true.
If my idea and my point got across, I wanted to see Ben.
That's not true. I've never seen a prolific speaker met with silence after he gives the great point at the end. Like,
if you can cheer that fast, it was a simple message.
Play it one more time.
They don't know what happened to their mind. They don't know what happened to themselves.
It's the ramblings of a crazy man.
They don't know what happened to themselves.
I've heard that guy before outside of a 7-Eleven.
I have goosebumps. Where did they come from?
Do you have that song with the Titanic music? Didn't we make that once with Titanic? Because the Titanic music makes everything better. And by the way,
I don't. But that doesn't need. That needs no upgrades.
That needs so much stuff. Like I can't even begin to tell you. I can't. What happened? The guy who was going to make the speech was injured.
I was encouraging the hate of another team.
No, you weren't. You weren't doing it. You were just babbling.
I hate him. We should hate him. F them. F everybody. F their mamas. F their kids. I was encouraging the hate towards the Patriots.
I don't know what that
you
was.
Don't see what happened. You don't have no hate, so
you,
I couldn't build
you. You have the. I have some hate for you. Do you have the song? Yeah, play the version that way.
Uh oh.
See, now that works. Now you got me.
I'm pumped.
Now I'm ready to go.
It's deep, man. I get too deep sometimes. We've talked about it.
So we're going to talk with Randy McMichael in a couple moments. Any problem with Raekwon McMillan being on a special teams play covering on a punt?
I ran down on punt, kickoff, and kickoff return for 2 years. Jason Taylor. The Hall of Famer then, the guy that just got inducted, one of the best players ever. I think he was 307 to get in of all time of football. His ass ran down on kickoff punt, and punt return for 2 years. Jason Taylor, go down. Sam, Pat, all the Dolphins you love, go back and see their special team tackles in their first 2 years. That's what young guys do. You're 20, you're 21, you're young and full of energy. Go run down there and tackle somebody.
Even a guy that you're expecting to be your middle linebacker, you don't take any special precautions there.
My first, and me and Raekwon are very similar, drafted in the same round. Damn near the same size coming out. 2'4", mid-240s,
6'2". Wear number 52.
Was not a consensus crazy, you know, interception, a Buckus Award winner, but was an All-American in certain, you know, certain lists made him. Like, he was right there on the verge, whatever. Same thing I was. Raekwon McMillan. Is going to run down on kickoff. Raekwon McMillan has to run down on kickoff. He is a young puppy. He's a young kid, and he's going to do it. My rookie year, we played in the Hall of Fame game, and it was weird that JT just went in and we went up there. I missed the game. In the Hall of Fame game, they told me, hey, you're going to play Will next to Mike. I mean, next to Zach. Zach's going to be at Mike. You're going to be at Will. If Zach ever gets hurt, you're going to move over to Mike. So when Zach goes out the game after 10 plays, you're going to move to Mike. This is how the season's going to go. So you're starting. Yes, sir. You're starting at Will. Yes, sir. If Zach leaves, you're going to move to Mike, and Derek Pope's going to play Will. You're going to be in the game the entire time. Yes, sir. Your ass is going to run down on kickoff return, punt, and punt return the entire game as well. Yes, sir.
Right.
Okay, we're on the same page.
This wasn't like, out of the ordinary. Everyone does this.
This is football. Yeah. This is, we just gave you some money. You're a young kid, has not proven himself in this league. Oh, you're the starting middle linebacker? Oh, I was the starting Will linebacker. One kickoff. Crowder, you better get your ass out here at R1. It's how the league is. Ed Reed, Troy Polamalu, all of them, they ran down on kickoff. When you're a puppy, you play special teams. That's the way it is. If you're saying anything about that, it sounds dumb to me.
Just a terrible circumstance that happened to Raekwon McMillan. It can happen at any time during any game, during any season. It could happen in the 16th game. It could happen in the first play of preseason, as it did for Raekwon McMillan. And it sucks for Dolphins fans, but there was no mistake by anyone having him out there on a punt coverage.
No, this is nothing like Tannehill where there's a let's figure out what happened.
Right.
No, a guy ran down, and actually Dr. Chuck is the one on his Twitter.
He screen grabbed it from the television like you could see. Raekwon McMillan ran into his own teammate.
His own teammate ran into him, knocked the back of his knee, was behind Raekwon. Raekwon couldn't get around him because he didn't see him coming. His own teammate hit him in the back of his knee, therefore bending it in and twisting his knee in a way where his ligaments couldn't deal with it, and the ACL snapped. It was the epitome of a fluke incident, and now you have your third-round pick with a torn ACL. You have a bonus draft pick next year. He's going to come back. Now he's in the system for a season. He's going to get bigger. Physically, he's going to grow. He's going to get stronger upper body because for the next 5 months, he can't do anything but work out upper body. He's going to rehab his knee. He's going to come back quicker, hopefully come back with less body fat and better shape. So you're going to have – I don't even know if they have a third-round pick next year, if they've given it up. But if they haven't, they're going to have 2 third-round picks. They're going to have a bonus pick next season.
Was he a third-round pick or a second-round pick? I thought he was a second-round pick.
It was him and Tankersley.
Oh, Cordray Tankersley.
Two and three. Was that 2 and 3? Whichever it was, you're going to have a bonus.
He was second-round pick.
And then Tankersley was third. So you're going to have a bonus second-round pick next season. That's all it is. And it happens to a lot of people. A lot of folks are going through that. So you get a guy young, he gets hurt, he comes back. and he balls a second year.
Randy McMichael is one of the favorites for Dolphins fans to this day. People love Randy McMichael. He's going to join us next. He's also part of the Atlanta Falcons radio network, so he was watching the game, obviously, last night. More to break down what happened with Atlanta, but he always looks at what Miami is doing as well, and we always enjoy talking to him. So Randy McMichael will join us next.
Radio.com.
Who did the music today?
Me.
Okay.
Go to hell.
Go to hell. You can go to hell.
You can go to hell.
Will Channing Crowder come back and play for the Miami Dolphins? Looks like we're going to have to twist his arm a little longer. Looks like...
I have my list of commands.
I don't think they're going to put a beer tap in for breakfast.
I need a beer and a raw egg for breakfast. I need an IPA for lunch with some wings. And then at dinner, a nice Pinot Grigio, domestic, maybe from California, somewhere nice.
Also, you need no contact, right?
I don't want to hit anybody. No P-tests.
All right.
P-tests.
We're going to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline here, talk with Randy McMichael. He is one of the favorites of Dolphins fans to this day. He's also part of the Falcons radio network and 92.9 The Game in Atlanta. And we thought we'd talk a little with him about last night's Falcons-Dolphins game. But obviously, Mac, we've got to start with your friend Crowder maybe coming back to the Dolphins. They're going to need a middle linebacker.
Hold on, man. Who the heck is a Pinot Grigio California dude that's on? That ain't my Crowder. That ain't my Crowder talking about some Pinot Grigio California.
No,
my Crowder, you know, we drink box wine, and hey, after the first sip, it all tastes the same.
Box wine.
You look out so bougie, man.
No, Mac, but that's just with my seafood and pork with the white wine. I'll go cab with my beef.
What the hell is cab? I mean, dude, you know, what happened to the Hennessy, the Heineken drinker, the dude that I love?
Oh,
this guy?
Mac, Hennessy makes babies.
Yeah.
Yeah, that liquor makes babies, Mac. After I had them two back-to-back, hey, I said, yeah, I'm a wine and beer guy now.
Randy McMichael is with us. Mac, I don't know if I can use bougie or sediddy on the air. Crowder's told me about all these words, but he comes in with bottles, like three different bottles of apple juice the other day, and he's like, yeah, I want to test my palate on Fuji apple juice versus Macintosh apple juice. And I did the same thing. I go, where's the Crowder that I once knew?
Man, this is a shame. This is a shame.
Mac, I
appreciate y'all having me on again.
Mac,
I mean, dude, you done came up so big. They done got rid of one of the co-hosts, so now it's a twosome. And now your chest done got bigger. Is that what happened to you,
Mac? Just life comes at you fast, Mac. I done seen you on Twitter with your feet up in the hammock. We ain't grow Mac. We ain't grow up around no hammocks, Mac.
Okay, yeah, that is true. Right, but that's not my choice. My wife thought that it was good for me so I could get off the couch, so she bought a hammock so I could play on it. I'm not the bougie one. She is. But what about her?
Mac is swinging in a hammock reading Forbes magazine?
Yeah,
is that what's going on there?
With the big mosquito candles. Damn, Mac, the big mosquito candles? Goodness.
All right, listen.
Dude, I didn't do nothing back here in the backyard. She did this. She got all that stuff, the big wick candles and all that stuff. That's her. You know, we country, said the mosquitoes bite never bothered us. They fun scratch.
You didn't have citronella candles growing up, did you, Mac?
No, I didn't have no citronella. She bought all that. That ain't me.
That's what it is, Mac. Right, they change you now. They change you.
She made me soft, man.
That's great. He's in a hammock surrounded by citronella candles.
Yeah, citronella.
Anything that you saw in the Dolphins-Falcons last game last night that surprised you? I mean, obviously the Raekwon McMillan injury is what we're focused on here because it's a terrible loss for Dolphins fans. Anything else that jumped out at you?
Well, first of all, that loss, that's a big loss. They drafted this kid in the second round to come in and start for him. And from what I was reading, he's having a great camp. And what Crowder knows is Crowder was with Keith Armstrong, who's here with the Falcons now. You're going to cover a kick. And I don't care who you are. If you are a linebacker or a middle skill guy, don't care what round, you're going to cover a kick. And it's just unfortunate that he got hurt before he even stepped on the field for a defensive snap. That was a big time deal. But the one thing I noticed, you know, here in Atlanta, everybody's already panicking. Oh, God, we blew another lead, just like the Super Bowl. And you got to get people to realize that it is just preseason. And what I saw from the Dolphins yesterday, you didn't get to see a lot because not a lot of good players played. And that was the thing I got from it was that you got some players, you know, with an extreme fellow, the kid from Ole Miss, nice play. But he was going against a kid who just hasn't spent 10 games and is going through just a storm right now. So I don't know. I really didn't take nothing from either side yesterday. Looking at the Falcons more carefully, I know that they got some work up front. They were a little soft against the run. But overall, it's just the first preseason game. And you know that crowd of that. People talk about a preseason game, talking about, well, he's playing against guys that are not going to be on the team. Well, he's supposed to be doing that because that's what you put him out there to do. So, I mean, I really didn't take nothing from it.
Oh, yeah, Mac, I always tell people, if you're an NFL player playing in the second half of a preseason game, you should be embarrassing guys because they're not going to be out there on Sunday. So if you're out there in the second half, those are not NFL players. If you are an NFL player, you should stand out. But past that, Mac, we know this is the first preseason game. What would be the defending NFC Championship Atlanta Falcons? What are y'all's Achilles heel going into the real season? Because the number one offense, 33.4 points per game. We know the defense was mid-tier, maybe lower mid, giving up 25 points per game, but did tighten up in the second half. If the Falcons don't get back to the Super Bowl, what is that Achilles heel going to be?
I think, as a matter of fact, Kyle, this is one of the teams where you don't see a lot of holes. They have the right guard position battle. But I think last night I kind of saw who was going to be the starting right guard, Ben Garland. But right now, I think it's just the fact that this team is so young in the way it's built. It's all about the mentality as far as can Dan Quinn get some guys over. Because you know for a fact that the way they lost the Super Bowl, the game in Chicago when they opened the season, you let something bad happen. Then all of a sudden it's, oh, my God, it's a Super Bowl hangover. They got to get past it. Now, the one thing about it, like I said, these fans here, they still shook. And they are. And they're like, every time something goes bad, they link everything back to the Super Bowl.
Randy McMichael is with us. I thought there was going to be more there, but I felt bad for Falcons fans last night when they had the lead and lost the lead.
Asked yesterday, John Michaels.
Yeah.
Just about like what do you honestly, Matt, because you kind of brought it up a second ago, you honestly saw a change in a fan base losing a 25-point lead in the Super Bowl? You saw a change in their mentality.
That's as tough as it gets for, I would say, a team or a fan base, right?
Oh, let me tell you something. Because John was coming back from the Super Bowl, so I was covering for him that Monday morning after the Super Bowl. And I swear to you, the callers, because it was like, it's going to be a Falcons fan. We're going to be here for you. You got to listen. And we had like 20-some calls. Half of them were grown men crying. And, I mean, that's how hard it hit them. I mean, it was one of those things because we're sitting here, me and my brother, we're sitting here watching the game, and he's all excited and everything. And the first thing I said to him, I was like, hey, man, that's Tom Brady over there. All right. I lived in the division for 5 years with Tom Brady and watched him do what he's about to do to these Falcons. Like, you saw it coming. And, I mean, this team, I mean, the energy is here. We had our last day of training camp. I was up there. We broadcasting a lot. They had military appreciation day. It was over 6,000 fans. And it's not like the Falcons. I mean, it's not like the Dolphins training camp where they have bleachers. It was a hill. And those 6,000 people sitting on a hill. So they're excited. They want redemption. But, I mean, it's still fragile, man. I mean, it really is.
Randy McMichael is with us. Talk about Jay Cutler for a second. So Jay Cutler has come in to replace Ryan Tannehill. Your initial reaction when you heard that the Dolphins had chosen Jay Cutler was what?
I mean, that really wasn't it. But I said, huh? But when I saw Ryan go down, and this is such an important year for Ryan because of the fact is that they could get out from under this contract. So it was so important for him to see where his growth was. And then once he went down, of course, you know, when any quarterback goes down, first, second, third team, Colin Kaepernick's name is the first name that comes out. But to me, it wasn't Colin Kaepernick. It actually was Jay Cutler for some reason because of the fact is that he played so well under Adam Gates his 1 year in Chicago. And a lot of the reason Gates got the gig in Miami was because of what he did with Jay Cutler. Because they're like, well, he can do that with Jay Cutler. He can come down here and do this to Ryan Tannehill. My thing is, you don't give a man $10 million to sit on the bench and wear a baseball cap and hold a clipboard. He's going to be the starter. My thing is that, Crowder, you know that locker room better than I do. How the players going to react? Because Matt Moore was such a popular player in that locker room.
Oh, I don't know, Mac, and that was my thing. They didn't even give him a chance. As soon as Tannehill hurt his knee, it was at practice, they started talking. They started going out, started flirting with people. They told kind of – their hand showed Matt Moore is the backup. If Tannehill's not here, we're going to go get a quarterback to start for us. Matt Moore is the backup. But then Kenny Stills came out recently and said, we respect Matt. Matt's our guy. So to answer your question, Mac, Jay Cutler's going to have to win over that locker room.
And that's the thing about it, Crowder, is like – I mean, I've talked to different players that have played with him. Everybody says Jay's cool, but and this is my line on the radio. He got that punchable face. Like, you just want to just swing on him because he has that punchable face. But I mean, the one thing I can say about Matt Moore, I think he's a gunslinger. He doesn't protect himself. You remember that hit in the playoffs? You can't take a hit like that. I mean, part of his body is still Ben Hines, still in Pittsburgh. You can't do that when you're the franchise quarterback. And I really think they looked into that and was like, you know what, can we put our franchise in this man's hands? And he goes out there and gets himself hurt, and then we're behind another eight ball. So I'm just curious. But I still think with all the weapons that Miami has, I don't know what's going on with Julius Thomas. And just like Crowder talking about making a comeback, if somebody else on Twitter hits me up talking about some Mackie making a comeback, when I get out of breath walking up my steps, hey, no.
You've inhaled too much of that citronella.
How about we both come out of retirement, but only tell them we'll play against each other?
Hey, there we go. Like I tell you, Crowder, I give you 10 good hard plays, but you got to space 20 plays in between them. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, I give him hell on goal line, Mac. I line up like a safety, and I'll come straight downhill. But if somebody hits me in my stomach, I'm throwing up wine. If you punch me in my stomach right now, I'm going to throw up wine. So, hell, you know what's going to happen on the field.
It's like the guys nowadays, they've got the oxygen on the sidelines. Mac's got a hammock with a citronella candle.
Coach, I need some citronella, Coach.
I am almost retired. My boys, they be like, hey, man, let's go work out. What? My woman, she likes you. She likes this bad body. You know what I'm saying? She likes the bad body. I'm good.
That's what it is. Mac, actually, you brought up the tight end position, man. I wanted to ask you last night. I don't know if you was watching Julius Thomas. In so many words, he doesn't enjoy blocking, or he can't block, or God didn't give it to him. But that's kind of the question I want to ask you, Mac, because you were known as a blocker. You could go out, you could catch passes, but you get down and dirty. Is that a state of mind, or is it something that you have to want to do? What would you say about a guy that's big enough to block but can't block, just bad at it? Why is he bad at blocking?
It's all about want to. I mean, it really is about, do you want to do it or not? Now, no, you're not going to block everybody. You got to think about it. These guys are bigger than you. They're quicker and all these things. And they work on technique with their hands hitting off blocks. But what I see from Julius, I saw back in Denver. I saw it in Jacksonville. I don't see that genuine inner toughness about him. I think that he's one of those guys where if he gets hurt or a little nick, he won't play and things like that. And I really want him to succeed because I think that, I mean, you know how much I love me some Anthony Fasano. Anthony Fasano could be on my team any day of the week. This is a tough guy who can beat anything on the football field. That's why I love this guy. But Julius has got to find a way to just, I mean, I don't know what it is, but he has to get, this is what it is. He has to figure out a way to show people that it wasn't Peyton Manning that made him. And that, what I mean by that is people say, well, Peyton Manning makes everybody better. And once they leave, you don't hear anything from him. I think Julius has it in him to be a really, really good player. But right now you just don't see it. And I hope I'm wrong.
And, man, one quick thing, too, on the way out. I wanted to ask you, man, about Ezekiel Elliott, because we haven't got into it today, but I'm sure we are. And I don't know, man, if it's safe to start suspending guys where there's no legal actions behind it, where the NFL does its own investigation. The man has never been arrested, Mac, never went to jail for an incident, but just got suspended 6 games, probably going to lose hundreds of thousands of dollars. How do you feel about that, man? Because I'm a little uncomfortable with that, with that approach by the NFL to suspend a guy where there's no legal matters behind it.
I'm with you right there, Crowder. And if you're talking about $100,000, I just read something. He's going to lose like $8 million because of the clause in his contract. I think this is what I understand. And you know this, Crowder, because you played a long time just like I did. The NFL is going to get what they want. And when you saw this case dragging on for a year after there was no conviction, no arrest, no charges, you knew they were going to get him. And then the fact that I thought they were going to suspend him 2 to 4 games, I thought it was just going to be one of those conduct detrimental to the league because of the thing that happened with the girl pulling down the shirt, the speeding ticket, the fight. I thought they were just going to say, you know what, this is an accumulation that we're going to suspend this guy. But they labeled him a 16. That was saying it's a domestic violence thing. And that means that they thought that he put his hands on this young lady. I know they had the photo, and Roger Goodell, he kind of scooted his way out the back and like, you know what, y'all take care of this, so I don't want to be the scapegoat. And I think it's wrong for the simple fact that there was no evidence. Now, at the same time, with me saying that, if he put his hands on this woman, his behind deserves it. He deserves what he got. But for you not to be charged and all that, what did the NFL? We know this crowd. The NFL, they got people higher than the CIA. They got CIA folks doing digging into stuff.
Yep.
You know how Stu got used to get down.
Yep.
Stu got folks in Afghanistan that can have a drone flying at your house in 20 minutes. You know, that kind of stuff. I'm joking about that. But you know how it is. And the one thing about it, he's going to appeal, and I think it's going to probably get reduced, but he's going to be suspended. He's going to miss him there. You don't go from 6-0. It just don't happen like that.
And by the way, I would say it probably doesn't bode well for Jarvis Landry from the Dolphins, where there's an actual charge pending. There's still something going on there, even where his wife, say, I can't remember if it was wife or girlfriend, says that it's totally blown out of proportion and she doesn't want to press charges. Now you've got someone being suspended when there isn't that. Now take it to our guy where there is that. Doesn't bode well if you're. And again, I'm with Mac, though. If you put your hands on her, though, you get what's coming to you.
Is it just so that same point? And I know we're getting deep here, but is it what kind of girl you put your hands on? Because if you put your hands on a girl that's not going to tell, now you don't get suspended. But if the girl tells, you get suspended. The law is supposed to figure that out, not Roger Goodell. Roger Goodell can't figure out if the victim is not telling or if the victim's not a victim. That's not. I don't think Roger Goodell is paid to do that.
Claude, I'm with you on that. But, I mean, you're looking at what's happening out in San Francisco. You got a guy, a two-year starter, quality starting cornerback, gets accused of whatever. She comes back, says she doesn't want to suffer, criminal herself. Charges are dropped, but yet he still don't have a job because you know why? The NFL saying, well, you know what? Yeah, we know that Santa Clara or whatever, they dropped the charges. You know what? We're going to find out what really happened. They're in the business because of how bad they messed up the Ray Rice thing and how bad they messed up the Brown kicker, the kicker from the Giants, how bad they messed that up. They're not going to let this go, and I'm just telling you right now, Jarvis, I feel bad. The reason I feel bad for Jarvis is because of this. Even though the young lady has come out and said, we just had a verbal disagreement, somebody else called the police, the NFL is not going to let it go. It just is what it is because they had such a black eye from what happened in that Ray Rice case. They refused, and that little weasel, Roger Goodell, is going to sneak out the way and let somebody else handle it. And once the suspension comes down and you appeal it, he's going to look at it like, well, it was their decision, and hold up to it. That's what's going to happen now.
Randy McMichael, we always enjoy talking to you, Mac. Get back to your hammock.
All right, my guys. Hey, crowd, stop drinking that wine, man. It's bad for you.
Hey, man, that's just with my food selection, man. I got a very, very unique palate right now.
Unique.
Man, please. All right, fellas.
See you, Mac. Randy McMichael, we'll take a quick break. We'll come right back after this.
Radio.com.
I'm gonna give me some damn rest.
I have to do a PGA Championship leaderboard update here, and I don't know how to pronounce the guy who's in second place. So please, if you're a golf fan, call right now 305-567-0560 or 954-567-0560, and you can be part of my PGA Championship leaderboard update because I can see he's where's he from? Is that Switzerland? Sweden?
Could be Swede.
It could be Sweden. So you don't know either?
No. I could try, though.
No, well, I don't need you to try. I just asked you. If you don't know, you don't know.
Thorbjørn Olesen.
Yeah, I don't know. It might be. I'm guessing Thorbjørn, because there's a J in there. So I don't think it's Thorbjørn. It might be Thorbjørn. But I'd like to get someone who actually knows how to pronounce his name to call in 305-567-0560 or 954-567-0560. And if no one knows how to pronounce his name, I'll allow Crowder because he's in second place. So I can't ignore. In fact, is he tied? He's tied for the lead, right? Are they?
No, first place is 8-under.
Oh, right. He's 5-under. Okay. I was looking at round one. Round one, they were both 67. Should I go ahead and do this?
Yeah, just do it.
Try to give him something. Thorbjørn.
I think it's Thorbjørn.
Just say it real, real fast.
All right. Because even the last name, it's not like Olsen the way that we look at it. It's O-L-E-S-E-N, so it could be Olesen.
Yeah, he's making that hard for his fans. That's not a good decision on fans.
That's what I think. Do you know? Do you know how to pronounce his name?
Thor Bjorn.
Me? Yeah.
Yeah. What is it?
Splib.
Splib.
Splib knows.
How is it?
Boring. Golf is boring.
Oh, boring. Thor Bjorn. Rob, do you know how to pronounce his name?
No, I've never heard of him. Sorry.
All right, hold on a second. Hold on. Thor Bjorn. That's
Thor
funny.
Bowen.
All right. Here is your PGA Championship update brought to you by Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day 100% satisfaction guarantee, serving golfers around the country since 1968. Your leader right now is Kevin Kisner from America. In second place, five under. Kisner's eight under. Five under. Thorbjørn Olesen. That's what I'm going with. He's five under. Gary Woodland, U.S., four under. Ricky Fowler, three under. Tony Finau, three under. Brooks Koepka, he's three under. Kepka.
Yeah.
Chris Stroud is three under. Anybody else of note here? I see Louis Oosthuizen is two under. Jason Day is even. Dustin Johnson, one under. Anybody else that I should be?
McIlroy's two over.
Jordan Spieth is two over. Anybody else just looking through here?
That's Vijay Singh.
Ian Poulter, he's four over. Vijay Singh looks like he's going to get cut, not going to make the cut.
Mm.
He's five over, Vijay Singh. Sergio Garcia, six over. Anybody else?
Ernie Els is nine over.
Ernie Els. Jim Furyk is 10 over. Phil Mickelson, 11 over. I think I have him in our pool.
I shot 11 before.
That's your PGA Championship update brought to you by Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day 100% satisfaction guarantee, serving golfers around the country since 1968. Sam Madison is next.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.